From Wondery, I'm Robbie Damond, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Herman and Petunia.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Ruby and Carl were used to being scolded by their mother, but today, the first day of summer, it was particularly bad. They sat on the couch, their eyebrows scrunched, and watched as their mother paced the room.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. You see, I don't even mind if you're messy, I get it, but if you could just please help me out by cleaning up after yourselves...
This morning, Ruby and Carl decided to play a quiet game of checkers. But pretty quickly, they made up a new game they called Extreme Checkers. And after an hour, all of the little red and black game pieces, and about a dozen pillows and lots of laundry, were scattered all over the house. They both agreed it was way more fun than regular checkers. Even though Ruby and Carl were twins, they were nothing alike. Ruby was lanky with freckles and dark hair, whereas Carl had a round, open face and springy cherub curls. Ruby wore dark, baggy clothes, and Carl was perpetually dressed in bright sports gear, ready to kick a ball. The only thing they had in common was their scowl. So they just sat silently brooding as their mother lectured them. She was always giving them a chore to do, always telling them that they needed to clean up. They didn't even know what to say anymore. Couldn't they have any fun? Then their mother let out a great sigh. Looking at them through her big glasses with the scratched lenses, she looked tired. But Ruby and Carl wouldn't respond. They had to stand their ground. They scowled even harder. Their mother stared at them for just a moment before a smile started to curl the edges of her mouth.
Don't say it, Mom.
But her mother continued.
Well, if I had known that Herman and Petunia were going to come to breakfast, I would have made their favorite, pancakes.
Mom, you know Herman and Petunia aren't real.
Then who could have made such a mess and not cleaned it up? My lovely children wouldn't do such a thing. No, it could only be Herman and Petunia, those rascals.
Ruby and Carl crossed their arms and pouted. Herman and Petunia were just characters that their mother made up when Ruby and Carl misbehaved. Some kind of bizarro versions of the twins. Sometimes her mother would pretend to see them, sometimes pretend to hear them. It might have made Ruby and Carl laugh at some point, but now they couldn't stand it. Their mother cupped her hand to her ear, listening closely.
Yes, I can hear them now.
They're making a mess in your room.
I know that the two of you are mature enough to stay home alone while I go to work, but I don't know if Herman and Petunia are. So maybe I should call your aunt to come watch you if they're going to stay.
Fine, Mom. We'll clean it up. Just stop.
Their mother bent over and gave them each a big kiss on the top of the head.
All right, I love you both. Be good while I'm at work.
Bye, Mom.
And with that, Ruby and Carl's mother left them alone. Carl quickly moved to the floor to start cleaning up the checkers, but Ruby didn't budge. She pulled her feet up on the sofa and leaned back.
Come on, Ruby. You don't have to suck up even when she's gone.
I'm not sucking up.
Besides, I'm in charge since I'm technically older. By 2 minutes. And I say you have to stop cleaning and watch TV with me.
Carl was about to protest, but his sister leaned down and flicked one of his curls.
It didn't take more than that for him to throw himself onto the couch beside her and relax. Ruby reached for the remote and was about to press the big red button to turn the TV on. But then she heard something coming from down the hallway.
What was that?
Shh. Ruby held her finger to her lips. Then the two ventured down the hallway, tiptoeing toward the new sound. They were only halfway there when the noises stopped. Carl looked at Ruby, eyes wide.
This is stupid. I'm just going to go look.
Ruby stormed ahead of Carl, unafraid of what lay beyond. But then she realized the sounds were coming from their bedroom. Before Carl could stop her, she opened the door. Ruby was frozen in the bedroom doorway for some time before she could speak. Standing in her room were two children, the same age as she and Carl. The girl was almost identical to Ruby, but instead of wearing a long-sleeved shirt and baggy work shorts, this mirror image of Ruby wore a bright pink dress with yellow trim. It was an outfit that Ruby wouldn't be caught dead in.
Who are you?
The girl ignored her and resumed pulling the stuffing out of Ruby's pillows, one gleeful fist at a time. Ruby examined the girl's face. It was almost exactly the same as hers, except the girl's cheeks looked as if they were painted pink. When Carl stepped into the room, his jaw dropped as he saw the other children. Who were they? Carl quickly noticed that the little boy looked exactly like him, except he was wearing a fitted brown suit with shorts and a bow tie. Carl freaked when he saw that the boy was happily painting a mural on the carpet.
Hey, you have to stop that.
Yeah, cut it out.
At once, the two children stopped what they were doing, looked up at their counterparts, and smiled. It was only then that Ruby noticed a small P embroidered on the young girl's dress. Ruby looked frantically over to the boy, only to see that he had a giant H embroidered across the back of his shirt. What was going on? Carl and Ruby were dumbfounded.
This has to be a joke.
The boy and the girl looked at each other conspiratorially and began to giggle. Ruby was starting to get worried.
Look, we don't know how you got in here, but you have to clean this up now.
Immediately, the boy and the girl began to roll on the floor laughing, as if they were being tickled by invisible hands.
I said, you have to clean this up now. Now!
Before Ruby could even finish her sentence, the two children were up and running down the hall, leaving Ruby and Carl behind.
Oh no, what was that?
Ruby and Carl raced into the living room to find their mother's large bookcase knocked over into the middle of the room. The children sat perched on it, each reading a book as if it were perfectly normal. Ruby cautiously approached the little girl, but as soon as she got close, the girl held up the book, one of her mother's favorite mystery novels.
That book belongs to my mom.
The girl shook her head and then opened the book. She showed it around the room like someone would at a library reading hour. And then, slowly, she began to tear the pages out of the book one by one. Ruby lunged toward the girl to grab the book, but she was quick as lightning, running out of the house, kicking up a trail of paper behind her. The boy followed closely in her footsteps, laughing all the while. For a few moments, Ruby and Carl stood in the living room, surveying the damage.
Well, at least they're gone. But we've got to clean up all this mess. We can put the stuffing back in the pillows, and we can put things away pretty easily in here. It shouldn't take long. We can start with the bookcase.
The two siblings walked to either side of the empty bookcase and lifted with all their strength to set it upright. Then they picked up all the books scattered on the floor and put them gently back on the shelves. These were the books that their mother had bought for them over the years. some were books they'd grown out of, and some were books they had yet to grow into. As they sorted through the paperbacks, it became a kind of tour of their own library, a treasure hunt of sorts. And after just a few minutes, they were done.
I guess that didn't take as long as I thought.
I know. It wasn't so bad. I thought it would take forever. Once they were back in the bedroom, Ruby stuffed the stuffing back in her pillows. With Carl's help, she stapled them shut and slipped them into their cases. Then they found a scrub brush to get the paint out of the carpet. It came up pretty easily. And after a little bit of effort, their room was cleaner than it had ever been. After they finished making their beds, Carl gave Ruby a funny look.
What? Do you think that maybe those kids were Herman and Petunia? Ugh, don't be such a baby. Mom just made up those names. We're Herman and Petunia. That's just her way of...
But Ruby stopped herself short. What if those kids were Herman and Petunia? What if they were running around outside causing trouble? What if people mistook those kids for Ruby and Carl? They did look almost identical. Suddenly, Ruby thought of her mother and felt a flush of embarrassment at the idea of two troublemakers running around town and everyone thinking it was Carl and Ruby.
Carl, we have to find them.
But how? They ran away.
I don't know. I'll think of something.
Ruby started toward the front door of the house when she suddenly noticed footprints on the ground. Herman and Petunia had left dirty tracks all the way out of the house and down the street.
I guess we could just follow their footprints.
Ruby and Carl followed the tracks out of their house and all the way down the block. The tracks went up and down the street, all over the sidewalk, and even into the road. Finally, they discovered the tracks led right into Mrs. Keller's backyard. Mrs. Keller had two children, but she wouldn't let them play with Ruby and Carl. She said they were too wild. Ruby was suddenly scared. What would Mrs. Keller think if she met Herman and Petunia? This was such a disappointing thought because Mrs. Keller had a pool in her backyard. All Ruby and Carl ever wanted to do was swim. But ever since Ruby tracked water into her house and Carl threw potato chips into the pool, they weren't invited back. Ruby and Carl looked at the footprints leading to the back fence.
They'll never get invited over again.
You give me a boost over the fence, and then I'll let you in. Ruby had always dreamed of breaking into the Keller's backyard and swimming while they were away. But standing in their backyard now, she wanted nothing more than to get out of there. Ruby opened the side gate to let Carl in, and together they stared wide-eyed as Herman and Petunia, fully dressed, cannonballed into the pool. They splashed each other and scattered pool floaties all over the deck. And they were spilling huge amounts of water onto the pool furniture and into the plants. The whole place was a mess. If they didn't intervene soon, the pool would be empty before too long.
Herman? Petunia!
The two children stopped swimming and looked back to Ruby. The water calmed around them.
Look, we like to make messes and tear things apart too. But it's mean not to clean up after yourselves. Other people don't want to clean it up. Yeah, I mean, we can't all just run around doing whatever we want. So will you please get out of the pool? Come home with us. We'll make you lunch and we can watch TV. Yeah, and I've got cool comic books to read, if you want.
Herman and Petunia looked at Ruby and Carl for a moment and then started calmly getting out of the pool. After the four of them tidied up the Keller's backyard, they went home. Ruby and Carl made a lunch of sandwiches and chips. Then they all cleaned up the kitchen together. By the end of the day, they had even played a normal game of checkers. It was a perfectly fun afternoon, and no one made a mess. Before they knew it, Carl and Ruby were sitting alone on the couch. It seemed like Herman and Petunia had just disappeared into thin air. Ruby couldn't help but smile. She couldn't wait to tell her mom about the new friends they'd made and the lesson they'd learned.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Herman and Petunia by Charlotte Miller. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our story editor is Matt Wise. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.